Hello, I think we'll go ahead and get started this afternoon. I'd like to thank everyone that came out here today. It's another beautiful day here, great for November, we're really fortunate. I did turn the air conditioning down a little bit, so hopefully if you're feeling a little warm, hopefully it'll cool down, or if it gets too cold, just let me know. And I'm not going to talk a lot and beg for memberships or anything today, because I think this is really a special day, Veterans Day. This is really a fifth year trying to do something different for Veterans Day. Every year we try to do something really special to commemorate Veterans Day. If you recall, last year we did our Medal of Honor for PFC Douglas Dickey, a very important event. Prior, we've had 1st American Regiment that did a reenactment for our treaty time period. We had World War II reenactors did a wonderful program, a special Civil War exhibit. And I think this one really is special too. It really tells a heartwarming story of a couple of our county residents, which we'll be able to share a little bit shortly. We have a wonderful band. We have some wonderful refreshments provided by the DAR. And if anyone feels dancing, we have a dance floor over here. So if anyone gets the feeling, help yourself. And I'll go ahead and turn it over to Dave. He's actually one of our volunteers here, Ranger veteran. He's been very important for military exhibits. And I'll turn it over to him.
Hi. Thank you, Clay. And being how this is our veterans program, I'd like to recognize all the veterans out there and thank you for your service. And glad you all could come. This is a fun exhibit. This is Robert and Agnes Neiswanger, and they were married in Fort Oglethorpe, Georgia, December 29, 1944. And last year, their son donated their uniform and pictures and newspaper articles and discharge papers and everything to the museum. And myself and Nancy thought, boy, wouldn't this make a great Valentine's exhibit? And then we said, you know what? It'd make a great Veterans Day exhibit too. So we'll leave it up till Valentine's Day and make it both. But some special people I wanted to introduce is Robert Neiswanger Jr., Bob, who is their son, and Carol, their daughter. And as you can see, their mother has a corsage of white roses, just like the one she wore on her wedding day, and the bridesmaid wore a corsage of yellow roses. So Nancy's going to give Carol a corsage of yellow roses to wear. So when you see the lady with the yellow corsage, or Bob here, I'm going to seek them up here by their parents' exhibit, and they have all kinds of wonderful stories to share about their folks and tidbits about their folks' life and everything. And I also want to recognize Cheryl Price Sodders. There you are, ma'am. She is the Neiswanger's niece. And without further ado, because you all came to hear the band and not hear me, so I will let their children tell the stories and I'll let the band provide the music. So thank you.
afternoon, and thank you so much. We are Swing Era, Big Band and Beyond, and we're looking forward to spending some time with you this afternoon celebrating what was really a very difficult time in history, but one that was wrapped around some really gorgeous music and a really interesting time period in kind of the Great American Songbook, where there's so many fantastic writers, and the whole sound of the swing bands and the big band sound, the idea of building some beautiful chords off of horn sections, and then putting a really swinging rhythm to that that we were starting to pick up in the R&B realm, it really made for something very special. So we're really happy to be able to keep that tradition alive. We're very honored to be here on a beautiful day at a very, very beautiful, special place, the Garth Museum, and celebrating Mr. and Mrs. Nyswanger and the legacy of romance that they had during that time. Again, a very, very difficult period of time. That last song, you may recognize that tune, is Glenn Miller's String of Pearls. And if you've ever seen the old Glenn Miller story from the 1950s, Jimmy Stewart and June Allison, you'll probably know that that tune was written to celebrate him finally being able to buy his wife-to-be a string of pearls before he actually went off to World War II. And so that was Captain Glenn Miller and the band in early 1942, really just after the U.S. had entered the war. Well, again, a lot of great tunes from that era, a lot of tunes that were written for shows in the 30s. Really took on special meaning, and this next song is very much in that. It took on special meaning within the war years when people found it very difficult to be together and were challenged by great distances and great peril. This next one is Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me, written in 1940 by Duke Ellington himself, and some words were added, some really romantic words were added a little bit later by Bob Russell, and Bob Russell and the Duke really teamed up quite a bit. We don't have the Duke here, but we have the Duke of Music in Greenville, the Mayor of Music, J.R. Price. How about a hand for J.R.? We're going to speak to him on this next song, Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me.
Thank you.
district for J.R. Prize. Greenville, Maryland. I was remiss before, we should give our dancers a round of a hand. Hopefully you could have saw them in there. They weren't there on that song, they were there on the prior song. Let's give them a round of applause. Hopefully we encourage them to come back. I'm going to try to slip in introductions just real quickly so you get to know who these folks are. These are people that come from a variety of walks of life, but a lot of music educators, people that I can tell you have a real passionate love for this kind of music. And I know that because we don't pay them very much. But they love it, and they've done it for a long time, and they are very, very good at it. So you met Mr. J.R. Prize from Greenville, Ohio. You also have Stuart King over here from Tip City, Ohio. And Mr. Todd Houston from Springfield, Ohio. Both of those guys on the alto sax, so that's our sax section. We'll get to know a few of these other people in a few minutes. Every concert that Swing Era does, we recognize that the music is really tied to, we play music from many decades, from really back in the 20s up through the 1970s. We haven't hit any 80s or 90s songs. If you have any good swing band songs from the 90s, we'd like to hear from you, but we haven't found any good ones yet. But we have a lot of fun tune over many years. But I would say what kind of transpired around the World War II era is very special to us, and we always like to take just a moment to thank the veterans that make all this possible, because we couldn't do these types of things without the freedoms that we enjoy. So we are going to take a moment and play a patriotic medley. And you don't have to stand up, but those veterans that are with us today, when your service theme comes up, and also if you happen to have a family member who may be serving at this time or had served and someone who's in your heart at this time, wave your hand as well. So here we go, patriotic medley.
Do it, roll off.
I'll do it.
30. Roll off and then 30.
Well, one of the things that happened, certainly Yeah, again, romance was quite a challenge, but a big part of that part of our life during World War II. And while The Wizard of Oz was a big hit in the late 30s before the U.S. entered the war, it really became a connection. You can read many, many diaries, people talking about hearing that song and having that connection with being back home. So we want to bring up our feature vocalist for today, Miss Mary Kanapke, to sing a beautiful ballad from that era, Over the Rainbow.
Forces and you're, I pictured this like at the canteen, you know, where they're drinking and they're dancing. And in this particular song, the guy kind of got a bad break. He broke up with his significant other. This is Don't Get Around Much Anymore.
So I got two bars, right? And you guys got to pick up after that. All right, I guess you got to pick up in a second. So I started out, the first bar is mine. It's mine alone. So I'm thinking about four.
Well, go for it, big guy.
Thinking about it.
Along as well, so that is coming up shortly. Well, again, and no one probably is better identified from the swing era than the Glenn Miller Orchestra during that time period. Just so many hits after hits after hits, and certainly after Captain Glenn Miller was in the service and began to play a little more than just march music, got the swing band going, much to his surprise, actually. He was actually able to take a very old folk tune and make a pretty swingy arrangement that really is an icon relative to those great tunes from World War II. So here is Glenn Miller's American Patrol.
Oh,
for America for Paul, 1943. Well, any big band that was out touring, all the big bands, I should say, that were really out touring and making a name for themselves, beyond having just a some great vocalists, some of which would even come out of the band, some side bands, it was very often for folks to have a vocal group. And Swing Ear is also very, very proud to have our own vocal trio with us today. So give a warm welcome for Simple Harmony. We met Mary Kanapke, Jerry Heideman, and Todd Houston.
Now this song was popular in 1941, and it was the B-side. You know how they had the 78 records, and on one side was the one that they had on the radio, and that's the one everybody knew, and that's the one that became popular. And then on the other side was, you know, they just filled it in. Well, this one actually did get airtime, and it became the big hit. And it's about a little locomotive from the Cincinnati Railroad, Chattanooga Choo Choo. Sing along, and there's the dance floor. You don't have to go all the way in there.
Here you go. One, two,
partner, it's my day.
But we had a lot of fun doing this. And the next one is Blue Moon. Blue Moon. Good dance number also.
Yeah.
Barry, Sherry, and Tom, and they'll be Todd, and they'll be back in just a little while. Todd Rugby, what else are we going to call you, Todd? We're calling you Todd. Great old tune from that era. Well, again, a lot of stuff, you know, the Great American Songbook, and there was so much great stuff written in the 20s and 30s and well into the 40s, and this next song is an example of that, written by Cole Porter, and I believe it had some show roots, but really came into its own in the big band era. And one of the instruments, interestingly, that we kind of take for granted now, JR, I think we take it for granted, unless we're in marching band and we need a lot of clarinets out there to kind of even out the sound, but in the swing era, it was very common to have the clarinet featured, and there was certainly a lot of battles. Who was the best clarinetist, and a lot of, and certainly we have our best clarinetist, of course. We're going to introduce him in a minute. And one of those out there was Artie Shaw, who took a Cole Porter hit called Begin the Begin and made a big hit out of it. And you might remember Benny Goodman as well. He was one of those guys as well. And they had a lot of rivals and battles back and forth. But just as Mary pointed out, this song here, again, it was a known song. It had been around for some period of time. And when Artie Shaw recorded this, the Artie Shaw Band recorded it, Indian Love Call, which is a very big song in the 40s, was on the A side of the, you remember the Bluebird? Anybody remember the old 78 RPMs? Anybody old enough to remember? I remember them. I used to play them when I was a kid. They were fun. They were real hard records. And you know, two-sided. So Indian Love Call was to be the big hit. On the backside, they put a Cole Porter song, Begin the Begin, and that became the big, huge hit for Artie Shaw. It went all the way to number one in 1942. So we couldn't get Artie, but we have our very own Stuart King, who's going to attempt this. And as we always warn people, do not try this at home. But here's Stuart King with Begin the Begin. Thank you. for Stuart Dan. Well, just as a nice wanderer's experienced romance during the war, so many other people did, and sometimes, you know, there was so much thought about when we can get back together, and there was a song written in that time period that really became really a signature song for so many of the folks in love during World War II, and it was kind of a latecomer. It really went to number one in 1945 as the war approached, and pretty appropriately because there was a lot of wonderful reunions that were about to take place. But Les Brown had a wonderful singer named Doris Day with this beautiful World War II song called Sentimental Journey, and we have our vocalist, Miss Mary Canapke, Sentimental Journey. We're huddling up. They do this in football, and sometimes we do it in music as well.
Is everybody good?
Yep.
Okay. Four beats.
I'm totally dependent on that. It's scary.
As I said before, don't try this at home.
Four beats. So so many different directions, and certainly from the classical realm, the waltz has been something that had been celebrated for a long, long time, and also became a wonderful way to feature the whole idea of dancing together. And so from this time period, a beautiful Rodgers and Hart tune that we like to play, and we'll try not to go too fast for our dancers, but here is Falling in Love with Love. Again, we have dances.
Okay.
Do we want to do the repeat or we want to?
As Ron.
Want to just jump for a second or just do it?
Yeah, just do it.
Yeah, we'll do it once. We'll keep things moving. One time through, jump to the second inning and out we go.
Second inning, we go?
Well, I don't know. I have a second.
Sixteen, 75, 24, right?
Are we all in agreement?
I guess so. Second inning.
Red line.
Yep.
One, two, three, two.
We could play this like many times through as if it were, we have more time today, maybe we would do that. So if you have an upcoming event, maybe you want to get a dance club together or something, consider us, a swing band called the Swing Era. We are at www.swingeraband.com. You can catch our open concerts on there and other information about contacting the band. Well, next, this is one of those songs, again, from the Great American Songbook that's had really a couple lives. It started off written by a guy named Bob Haggard, had some affiliations with the Bob Crosby Band, and actually was written as a trumpet feature, which we're going to feature one of our trumpeters on this song. And it's titled What's New, and had a little bit of life with people like Bing Crosby and I believe Benny Goodman Band, a number of people recorded it, and then certainly in the more of the jazz age as it evolved during the 50s, several folks recorded it. But probably most of us, young people like me, I don't know about you, JR, but do you remember when Linda Ronstadt broke out of her rock and roll idiom and did a beautiful album in 1983 with Nelson Riddle? And it was hard to believe. We had never imagined Linda Ronstadt, that hard rocker, coming back and doing beautiful ballads. But she actually did it, and Nelson Riddle did a wonderful job putting together a great album. And it was particularly romantic because it featured an old hat box. And I don't know if you remember long-playing albums, LPs, these big discs. I know any of the young kids here today wouldn't even know what we're talking about. But it actually, there was some wonderful cover art on those, and that it was actually a hat box that in the top would slip off just like a 1940s hat box. So pretty cool album. But at any rate, John Slonecker is going to be featured on this song. And you are, whether you know it or not. So here's John with What's New. This is the first time he's played in public.
Yeah.
Another one that made it out. How about that? Is that true, John?
Yeah.
Thank goodness for good education here in Greenville.
Darn right.
Although there's a few things we know about John, we might want to send him back to for some remedial training. But, no, we are really pleased to have John with us in that beautiful song. You know, he has a lot of help back there in the brass today. I want to introduce those folks for you real quick. Mr. Mike Dilbum from Sydney, Ohio. Hey, man. Some of the solo teachers. Mr. Ken Heinlein from Dayton, Ohio. And Mr. Mitch Dilbone, who looks a lot like Mike Dilbone from Sydney, Ohio also. And the rest, they say, is history. Well, before I forget, though, I should introduce my partners in crime. And really, I don't know what the band would do without us over here in the rhythm section sometimes. But I don't know if we get much love, but we have a lot of fun over here together. You can kind of tell. We've all been together for quite a few years and played with a lot of bands, but primarily this band together. Miss Carol Burton, all the way in from Bell Fountain, Ohio. And on the big upright bass, Bill Barrett from West Liberty, Ohio. He always reminds me, who are you? I'm Ken Monier from Maplewood, Ohio. Go Maplewood! In eastern Shelby County. So we're all kind of the eastern side of things, and everybody else is from all over. Well, this is the audience quiz time for you. This next song was a signature song for one of the biggest bands in the land during the swing era. So we're going to play this tune for you, and then when we're all done, we're going to ask you to take your best shot at it. I don't know if you've heard it before, but maybe you'll recognize it. And if you know who the band leader, who the signature song was from, you can shout it out when we're all done. So stand by and get ready to listen.
Thank you.
Okay, we have a few. Any other? We heard Glenn Ward. Anybody else? Who was that band?
Woody Herman.
And for extra credit, what did they call and the what?
And
the Thundering Herd. Very good. Give yourself a round of applause. And for extra credit, of course, what was the name of that song? Woodchopper's Ball. With Woody Herman, not Glenn Ward. With Woody Herman, but if you ever, I had the good fortune of seeing Woody Herman Orchestra live a couple times, and it was wonderful. They would do a really long version of that. It was a lot of fun. So you guys did a great job on that one. Well, we're very fortunate, again, to have our vocal trio with us today. So how about a warm welcome as they come back to the stage, Simple Harmony, Mary, Sherry, and Todd.
This one is a medley, a ballad, and it has some interesting rhythms in it. It's I'll Never Smile and Dream.
Thank you.
Thank you. This band was formed in the early 70s. Some people in this band, I think, were with that original Bud Ludwig band. I think the drummer here was. That's before my time. So I really don't know, but I do know that there are several. And this was sort of the signature tune for the band back then. And we sort of revived it because it's just the 40s era. So here is Moonlight Serenade. Good dance tune. Just one. Good one to sing with.
Serenade. No, it was certainly a wonderful movie. When we talked about the Glenn Miller story from the 1950s, but maybe even more interesting were the Glenn Miller movie Orchestra Wives that was made during that was actually made with a number of the folks in the Miller band and certainly Glenn himself. And it was a pretty interesting film with posing some of the challenges of bands on the road and dealing with spousal relationships and relationships in general and some of the conflicts that exist in the band. But despite that, some really, really wonderful music. And thank goodness for the optical recording methodologies that were used at that time. There's some very, very good soundtracks that were with that film. So it must have been something to go in a big theater and hear the big band on the big screen. But in Orchestra Wives, actually this next song, which became very much associated with the Miller Band during the World War II era, this titled Serenade in Blue, written by Mack Gordon and words by Harry Warren. Those guys teamed up a lot. But that song was actually introduced in the Orchestra Wives movie, so that was the first time anyone ever heard that song. And it was done, I believe that was one of those where they did actually a little bit of a duet with, I believe, Bob Everly. And then Lynn Berry was the lady that played the sort of the evil potster. She was the female vocalist. I mean, these vocalists can be tough to deal with in these bands. And so she was kind of the tough cookie. She was not really a vocalist. And actually, there was a lady that lived on the West Coast who never really made it big, who actually dubbed the words. But I'm having fun telling my story, Bill. But nonetheless, it's a great song. Here's Miller's Serenade in Blue. By the way, we do have just a few more songs for you. I know there's some refreshments awaiting. So we'll play a few more songs, all danceable, so have at it. Serenade in Blue.
Thank you.
take a guess on this next title here. And this is a good one for the dancers, so good luck.
Okay, here we go. Down to it, we have one dance song and then we want to do something to honor our country, but this last one, there's so many dances of that era. This song, even though it was written many years ago by Hoagy Carmichael, seemed to be always the one that the band would play to grab your sweetheart and go out and get that one last dance on the dance floor. So here's your chance, Hoagy Carmichael's beautiful Stardust.
Four beats. 1, 2, 3, 4.
So near and dear to this country. So thanks again. Again, we are swinging our band, and I'd like to have Mary and Sherry come up because we want to close out today to celebrate God and country with God Bless America. So please feel free to sing along.
I think it's Asbury.
Here
we go.
Two, two. One, two, two, two.
Christmas back there. Thank you very much.